celebrate something very special that happened to Rayana. She died. She died, and she was buried, and she was raised again. And it's not something that's a metaphor, something that's like, something that's, well, it's kind of as if. No, it's something that actually happened. Turn, please, if you have your Bibles, to Romans chapter 6. Just read a few verses from there, Romans chapter 6. Paul's going to talk about this thing that happened to Rayana, happened to everyone who's trusted the Lord Jesus. It's not something that's going to happen. Her baptism is simply a picture of what already happened. Romans chapter 6, beginning in verse 1. You ever wanted to know, by the way, how to live without being under the power of sin? That's what this is talking about. Paul says, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Certainly not. How shall we who died to sin live any longer in it? Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been united together in the likeness of his death, certainly we also shall be in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man was crucified with him, that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves of sin. And that's what we're going to be celebrating today, because Rayana trusted the Lord Jesus. And God, in a way I don't understand, took Rayana and placed her in the Lord Jesus so that when the Lord Jesus died, Rayana died also. And then when the Lord Jesus was raised, she was raised also. She now has a new nature, and that new nature is going to heaven. It's a new nature that doesn't like to sin, and she'll be telling you about that, because the Lord has done some wonderful things for her. And again, that's already happened. But the baptism is a picture of it. And she wants to publicly take her stand for the Lord Jesus in obedience to his commandment that if you believe, you'll be baptized. So she wants to obey the Lord Jesus and to be baptized and to tell you all about what's happened. So here's Rayana.
Good morning. I am Rayana Glucker, adopted child of Joseph and Renee Glucker. I have gone to Fairhaven all my life, and I am raised in a Christian home. I accepted Christ 3 years ago, and it has taken me a long while to get up here. How I became a How I came to be a believer is a long and difficult story to talk about. But to make it short and simple so we're not stuck here longer than we need to be, I was bullied severely in school and sunk into a severe depression and developed an antisocial behavior. Solitary was my best friend, and the back corner of my house was my life. I never wanted to talk to anyone I didn't know well, and I didn't want to be around people. Books were my escape, and art was me expressing my emotions instead of talking about it. My depression started when my classmates were bullying me severely, and my only friend died. My friend was my family's dog, Shadow. Her and I spent a lot of time together. When she died, I felt alone and continued to feel alone throughout my life, as I never found anyone to replace Shadow's spot as my best friend. School went on, and my classmates treated me worse and worse. Soon, verbal bullying turned into physical, and after a few years of dealing with my classmates, I was fighting a mental battle as well. I took their hurtful words and actions to heart and believed them. My mental battle was very tiring, and I couldn't sleep well at night. I only slept 1 through 3 hours a night. The rest of the hours were spent being terrified of what tomorrow would bring and what my mind would torment me with. The things got worse, and I moved to a new school in hopes I would make a friend. That never happened. I received the same treatment as before. Sadly for me, that meant that the thoughts about myself were set in stone, and they were not pleasant in the slightest. Throughout middle school, I was extremely depressed, and my thoughts took an extremely morbid turn. However, eighth grade was a watershed moment. My Bible teacher went through a book that intrigued me, but also made me question what I knew was real. The book was summarized in 5 questions. Where did everything come from? Who am I? Why are we here? What's right and wrong, and who decides? And what happens when we die? The book was written by Summit Ministries, a Christian foundation. The book proved Christianity to be true from a religious and non-religious standpoint. However, I knew God was real by this point in life, but I never thought about it personally. I didn't want to think about it personally. I didn't think myself as someone God should have even created. I thought I should just be left behind and forgotten. Even after going over the whole book, I never knew who I was. I didn't know why I was living. And specifically, I really didn't know what happens when people die. But despite not knowing, I wanted to die sooner than later. During that summer, life turned upside down for me. I felt betrayed, lonely, and invisible. The war inside my head was beating me up, and I no longer had the strength to fight back against the plaguing thoughts. I decided enough is enough. If my thoughts were right, then no one would care or notice if I was alive or dead. Why not take my life early to avoid the pain? I never committed suicide. God saved me from that. During that summer, Mom sent me to Koinonia Junior High Camp for the first time, and I was petrified. I didn't want to be social. I wanted to be at peace. During one of the one-on-one discussions with our cabin leaders, the one who I talked to was Erin McNam. She was the first person I opened up to. I told her very vaguely what was going on in my life, but I had more questions. One of my important questions were, does God have boundaries? Will he accept me? Did he die for me personally? She answered those questions while my cabin was stargazing, and unknowingly, she answered the questions that plagued me at night because I couldn't answer them. I never knew the answers. I accepted Christ that night, that he died to pay for our sins and was raised on the third day, and we now have eternal life. Abby Epps and Erin McNam were my first friends, not including animals. Today, 3 years later, I can truly say that my depression is completely gone. I have joy. I can smile and laugh without faking it. I have peace in my mind. Sadly, school has gotten worse, except for the last 2 weeks of this school year. The people who were bullying me left me alone. And I didn't deal with them for 2 whole weeks. None of what they did, their antics, I was at peace at school, which was mind-blowing. I now have a couple of good friends who have stuck me through thick and thin these last 3 years, and they have stood up for me, and I trust that they have my back. My mind no longer torments me when I'm asleep, which is a great relief. I normally sleep really well, except for once in a blue moon. Thank you.
Rihanna, isn't it nice to have a friend now who you know is never going to leave you? Rihanna, are you trusting him and him alone for the salvation of your soul?
Yes.
Based upon your profession of faith, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. When she says she's changed, she is. You should see her in the high school group. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you for what a wonderful change you can make in someone's life. Lord Jesus, thank you for taking anyone. Lord Jesus, thank you that you don't look to us for our own self-worth to see how much we're worth, but Lord, thank you for giving us inestimable worth, Lord Jesus, incredible, Lord, that you decided that we were of more value than yourself, Lord Jesus, and that you died for us. Thank you for giving us that value. Lord Jesus, thank you for what you've done in Rihanna's life already. Lord, we pray that you would strengthen her to move forward. I pray that you would give her even more peace, Lord, and I pray that you'd use her as a shining witness of what you can do in someone's life, Lord. Thank you for Rihanna. We pray this in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen.